There, a gentleman who is going to be a part of the team Car 9. Dave Reynolds joins us. He always joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Mate, we've got to thank you too, because last year, with all those commitments, you did join us.
I joined everyone.
And
yeah.
I remember we were watching on the Sunday and we got a little group chat on the WhatsApp, and it was actually Laurie sent a message saying, "Oh, I hope we haven't stuffed this poor bloke's chances."
I hate when we jinx people.
It's all my own doing, don't worry. It was only all my own doing. It was all up to me. Yeah. So
you were trying to be too good.
Yeah. The problem is, I say yes to everything.
Yeah.
So can I? You know, anyone rings me up, can I talk to you for 10, 15 minutes? Yeah. No worries. I'll talk.
Is that
to
the
anyone.
Biggest thing you've learnt though, out of doing that, is to cut back on your commitments?
Yeah, definitely. I think any sports person going into like their grand final or anything like that, it's all about energy and conserving your energy. And they say energy is like currency.
Yep.
So, you know, the more energy you save during the week, the better you'll perform on your game day.
Yeah. And I was reading in today's paper, you've got a hydration specialist following you around this week.
Yep. I got my mate Phil Rankin. He's come, and every time I take a pee, I pee in a little cup and he takes it away. And he gives me like a score out of 100%.
Like, what are you on? What are you on out of 100?
Oh, I'm about 95 of them.
95?
I'm good. Yeah, 95 is like very, very high. I don't think he's ever had 100%, but you know, he gives you a test. It's all the pH levels, the salt level, the carbohydrate in it. And he's such a funny dude. He's all about the flow and the energy. And he's a surfy dude from Newcastle. So you can just picture the type of person he is.
So with that too, do they monitor your sleep? Because I remember last year you were telling me about your struggle to sleep.
Yeah. Well, last year I had, they call it, what do they call it? Like adrenal dysfunction, hey?
sleep deprivation.
No, they call it adrenal dysfunction or something like that. So, you know, your adrenaline system's well overhyped and it's hard to get to sleep, and it's hard to stay asleep. So I'm a much more calmer approach this week. So it's all going a lot
better.
The
big fella, he doesn't struggle sleeping.
I was going to say I'd have a pretty good score on that, out of that 100.
On that 100.
I'd be hitting 80s or something. never judge a book by its cover, Dave.
You're an athlete.
Distractions.
I've never read a book to actually judge its cover. So.
Distractions. We were talking before to Garth. Now, with what happened last year, you know, you're doing 200 Ks on top of the mountain. I know they don't, and he sort of said, no, look, we try and talk to teams when they're in straits and whatnot.
Yep.
But when you're communicating in an emergency like that, how are you focusing on what you're actually doing? Because, mate, I'm flat out driving 60 Ks down Fridges Forest Road if the phone's on and, you know, there's all this stuff. How do you, I don't know how you blokes do it.
Like, we've got a bit of practice at it.
Yeah.
So I think, when I was going through my struggle last year, it was hard for me to communicate what was actually going on because, one, I've never had a cramp before in any type of sport, and I've done a lot of long distance running, triathlon, stuff like that. So I've never really experienced anything like that to explain what it is and how long it's going to last for. And I can always drive the car flat out, I think.
Yeah.
And I think we just get in like an automation mode, and you know, we were racing for 5 or 6 hours at that point, so we're kind of in the rhythm
and I know
talking, and that's easy, but trying to explain what was going on was really hard.
Yeah, so let's just for the listeners, and people obviously follow you, and you explained it after the race last year, but so you physically couldn't push in. What was doing with the cramps?
I had both my calves cramp up like little stones in them, and I couldn't get full throttle, and I couldn't feel where my foot was on the pedal or the brake or the throttle at any time. Yeah. I could only really gauge by I don't even know actually by the sound of the engine. If it sounds like it's accelerating, it's accelerating.
Yeah.
Like it was in a really bad spot. Yeah, and I had to pull me out because I was driving down the straights at 30% throttle. I couldn't actually push.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing as a sportsman, because when you're in that situation, you feel like you let people down.
Oh, yeah, I felt terrible, man. I felt horrendously bad. Yeah.
Because a lot of people felt for you last year, and if they've been through that in their own circumstances, when you're being a part of a team and you're the leader of that team, you do. How long did it take you to sort of get over
You take it all on board, don't you?
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Yeah, I know, but like that's just me. Yeah. Like even if the pit stop fails, I think it's my fault somehow. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just always blame myself. But yeah, it took me probably like for myself to walk properly again, probably 5 or 6 days.
Fair.
But emotionally, it would probably stay with me for life because it was such a big time in my life. But in motor racing. We've got a race 2 weeks later that I had to get myself out of this hole and go perform 2 weeks later. And 2 weeks later, we ended up on pole at Gold Coast. So, you know, I think I got over it pretty quickly.
Yeah. They always talk, as a sportsman, you know, leading into an event, that your preparation's good and you feel like you're in the zone. How are you feeling this year compared to last?
Slightly different. You know, last year there was a lot of pressure on us to perform because we were, you know, defending champions, and we wanted to prove to everyone that it wasn't a fluke. We were going to come and smash everyone. Yeah. We drove the trophy. We drove the Peter Brock trophy from the outlap to the grid to give it to someone else to take back. And the whole month we were just saying, nah, it's coming back with us. It has come back with us. Yeah. So, you know, we were reinforcing that it had to come back with us. We led 138 laps of the, you know, until I couldn't drive the car anymore. So, you know, I'm feeling a lot different. You know, there's a lot of pressure last year. There's not so much pressure this year because, you know, the categories, like, evolved a little bit. The Mustangs have come in. The technical rules have changed a little bit. Our performance over the last couple of rounds haven't been great. Not great, but haven't been the best. And the lead-up's been a lot different. So I'm much more relaxed. The team's looked after me a lot. They've given me less to do. And I've managed myself a lot better for once in my life.
Yeah. Well, with the tab, and as we said before when we were talking to Mark, you're 850 at the moment. Plenty of people will be listening and going, might have something on. Why will you win?
Why will I win?
So this is your chance to sell yourself to all the punters out there who want to back you. So it's like the old, we talked to the horse trainer before the race, and we said, right, how's the horse going?
I'm the car trainer.
Why will you win the race?
Why? Because I've got the same team as I do last year, well, the last 2 years. The last 2 years we've had the fastest car, without a doubt, in the race. And we should have been twice champion, but not a lot's changed in our team. Just a few of the other teams have changed down pit lane. So we're ready to go.
You want to smash the Mustangs. No one likes them.
No, they're ugly things, aren't they?
Yeah, everyone's off the Mustangs.
Off them.
See,
completely
I want
off
that
them.
Bit of passion.
Yes,
he's not even an Australian. He's a Kiwi.
I know. And it's an American team.
And the American. Come on, you're a proud Aussie
built,
seat.
It's an American-built car. We're a Penrite Racing. We're an Australian brand manufactured in Dandenong. So, you know.
That's why people should get on board.
Get on board. Take the A50. Thank you very much for joining us,
thanks,
mate.
Thanks, boys.
Enjoy.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me
always
again.
Always a pleasure, mate. Thank you.
Love being here.